and share the good news, because that's, we can't unify globally until we start sharing that good news. It is certainty that we need to begin demanding our right to be free. In their discussion, our good threes discussion, in their discussion, and I actually have that intro in the menu on the page for this show. I think it's just been carried over from version to version to, as we've been had to continuously upgrade our Embracing Global Goals pages. Now we are on 3.7. In their discussion, in the introduction to anti-systemic movements called Rethinking the Concepts of Class and Status Group in a World Systems Perspective, our good three, Terence K. Hopkins, Giovanni Arrighi, and Emmanuel Wallerstein, noted important shifts in emphasis in Marx's concept and analysis of the state and the market from that which went before. Quote from Anti-Systemic Movements: if we contrast Adam Smith's and other classical economists' analytical framework with that associated with Karl Marx's critique of political economy, we notice two consequential shifts of focus: a shift away from state-defined economic spaces to world economic space on the one hand, and a shift away from the marketplace to the workplace on the other. The first shift implied that the market was no longer seen as enclosed within or embedded in each nation state as an independent economic space, and that the world economy was no longer conceived of as an interstate economy linking discrete national economic spaces. Rather, nation states were seen as jurisdictional claims in a unitary world market. I like that way of putting it. I'm not sure why. As jurisdictional, I guess because it's succinct, and there's a lot, I like it when there's a lot of thought embedded in very, very few words. It's just, it's kind of fun to like sit with it and let it slowly unfold in your mind. All that's implied in those few words. I guess that's why I like Emily Dickinson so much, but good three are good for this, for that as well. Nation states were seen as jurisdictional claims in a unitary world market. By affecting the socialization of labor on a world scale, the world market determined the most general context of the class contradictions, and therefore of the class struggles of capitalist society, which Marx defined by its constitutive, is that okay? Can I say it like that? Quit while I'm ahead. Constitutive orders, defined by its constitutive orders, the bourgeoisie and the proletariat. And I have some quibbles with that, and I've been thinking a lot about it. And this comment doesn't quite capture all that my quibble is about, but I'll just go with this until I can proceed further. But I'm, as I think will come up later, I'm questioning the notion of this notion. I'm questioning this notion of class, of a class analysis. Earth speak would be those power of this capitalist society, Marx defined by its constitutive orders, the bourgeoisie and the proletariat. And part of my quibble, since I took the time to go back through that dense bit, is I think what Rosa Luxemburg concluded in her book, The Accumulation of Capital, which is that this world system, this world capitalist system, is just as dependent, or in fact, as we've seen, and Emmanuel Wallerstein et al., our good three, have pointed out, that without the rural peoples, without the this critical for in terms of its being able to generate a rate of profit. It has sucked on the blood of earth-connected peoples, and because it could impose virtual slavery. And as more and more rural peoples are destroyed, or communities, I shouldn't say destroyed, but as their ability to provide some subsistence for themselves and their families is degraded, they get absorbed into, as Marx et al. Have said, power is a vampire. It absorbs those who are not. And so to say those who are outside of that system, that worldview and material world. So to say that the bourgeoisie and the proletariat are constitutive, ignoring the fact that earth-connected peoples are sort of, it's on the backs of, and Marx would call this the peasantry, I guess. So, I mean, he acknowledges the peasantry in this schema as well. I knew I shouldn't have waded into this now. Earth speak, for what I'm stumbling here trying to say, would be those power-mad few. And by the way, while they tell themselves they want all the power, all the resources, because they are the only ones qualified, they are the philosopher qualified by philosophy, the only ones qualified to have it, have our planet, they are all the more mad for believing that. These power-mad few are determined to ground all Earth, but particularly the Earth, which is us, down into one placid, unresisting material on which they work. Just like they were labored over, as Alice Miller has shown us. Their parents labored over them. Well, now they labor over us, much to our grief and suffering and hardship. So they work on us and try to make us into one uniform material malleable to its will. Except we've always resisted. But without the degree of consciousness which is emerging in this moment, this is a unique moment.